Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. A few weeks ago, we got word that the Constitutional Sheriff's Organization was planning to come to Vernon County to hold educational, that's in quotes, educational meetings with local law enforcement and the citizenry. The CSO is a fledgling fringe group that is trying to find a national foothold. Wisconsin is a swing state, lately in the Trump column, and we are a good target. What the CSO preaches is a hodgepodge of misinformation, somewhat believable half-truths, and an emotional appeal to the current populist groundswell that states simply, Washington bad, not Washington good. Now, this premise is not all that crazy. There's a ton of bad in Washington and a lot of action locally trying to counteract that. Unfortunately, the Washington bad premise has led the constitutional sheriffs to the preposterous conclusion that local county sheriffs have the right to pick and choose which laws they will enforce. Imagine that. Your local sheriff, be they saint or sinner, can say what laws count. The sheriff who has justice in their heart can tell you what the law is, and the sheriff who has mayhem and corruption in their heart can do the same. How do you spell chaos? I was invited to take action by my good friend Charlie. Action to try and head off these upcoming educational events. I write for DRT and I read what I write on the air. I am not a pugilist. My activism tends to take the form of sarcastic humor. I like poking fun at dumbass demagogues, and I like to think that humor might just be an effective weapon. So I began an email-a-day correspondence with the folks who were sponsoring the local CSO events. A few of them follow here. January 15th. You can expect more people protesting than people attending your silly education in February. Did you know that Harris took Viroqua by 22 points over Trump? You might want to pick another town for your event. January 17th, I fear I might have oversimplified Viroqua's political persuasion. Now, it's a progressive town, to be sure, but we have plenty of malcontents, conspiracists, and dumbasses, too. I can think of five or six who might even show up for your education. But fair warning, they will insist on snacks. January 19th. Did you know that in the U.S., it is Congress that passes laws and the courts who determine if the law is constitutional? Did you know that sheriffs exist to enforce those laws and rulings? I thought you should know. I'll see you in February. January 22nd. Hi, it's me. I've written several times, but no response from you yet. We've been in touch with the sheriff of Vernon County. He says he doesn't support your views, but he'll attend the meeting. We have suggested that this will not look good to the voters in Viroqua. Re-election is important. Hey, I got a reply from the website sponsoring the goofball events. They asked me for my phone number. Now I've been around the block. Procuring a phone number is just the beginning of fundraising. I remember contacting the various Trump campaigns to express my opinions. I'm still getting invitations to buy the Donald's coins, trading cards, Bibles, and sneakers. Okay, back to the email. January 23rd, when you asked me for my phone number the other day, I thought it might be the beginning of a meaningful relationship. You know, the sheriff and the writer, a bromance. January 25th. Hi, it's me again. Hey, I just heard your upcoming education events have been canceled. Please let me know if you have hoodwinked anyone else in Vernon County into hosting you. My friends and I will attempt to talk sense to them, too. Well, that's my report. It's a small victory, and we need to stay on point. Please lend your support in any way you can to stopping the Constitutional Sheriff's Organization while it still has its training wheels on.